following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from Napa, California. Tonight, it is Fine Valley Athletic League action. The Napa High Grizzlies at home against the Sonoma Valley Dragons. Good evening and welcome in to another night of local basketball action. Sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we're at the Messner Gymnasium. We have Dino Alessio with us for the statistics on the game. Angelo Lyons is our engineer at the station. And we have with us tonight Tony Desat. Tony is just joining us for just the second time, kind of as an intern here. So welcome aboard.
Thanks a lot, Ira. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to your commentary as we progress through the evening. We're getting a little bit of a late start, a little bit of a technical snafu, so we'll be getting right into the national anthem here in just a moment and the introduction of the starters, after which we'll recap some of the JV action, and I think we'll hold the coach's comments until halftime. So we'll hear from Mike Bowles, the head coach for the Sonoma Valley Dragons. He's in his fourth year there. You folks in the Napa area will, of course, remember him for 12 and a half years as coach of the Justin Santa girls basketball team. And Napa High's coach, Zach Cook, is in his third year. You remember him when he used to play basketball for Napa High. He took over after Scott Blunt had been coaching Napa High for some 6 years. And by the way, in that JV contest we alluded to, it was Sonoma winning the game 40-28, the final. Napa did not score a point in the fourth quarter in that contest. Now, taking a look at the varsity action, Napa comes in having won 7 games in a row and 9 of the last 10. They have a record of 14-5 overall. They are 6-0 in the league, that new Vine Valley Athletic League. Sonoma Valley Dragons have a 12-7 record. They are 2-3 in the league. They haven't played Petaluma yet. That's the one team that they are missing from the first half of the schedule. That was because of a power outage or something. They had to reschedule that contest. First time these two teams played this season was on January 7th, and Napa won that game 57-43. Was the final. We'll be back in a moment. Get set for the starting lineup as we're ready for basketball action following these messages. You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Ira C. Smith here, Dino Alessio with his dad, Tony Desat with his commentary as we roll along. First of all, Sonoma Valley Dragons starting Reed Hewitt, a 5'9 junior, Jack Boydell, who is a 6'3 senior. He's the leading scorer, did not play last time because of a knee injury. Don Geary is a 5'7 freshman. Brendan Hogan is a 6'6 senior, and Riley Phelan is a 6'2 junior. For Napa High, their starters include Stephen Bloom, a senior, Tyler Oda, a freshman. So each team starting a freshman tonight. Brock Bowers, a sophomore, Vince O'Kelly, a senior, and Zach Swim, a senior. The Napa lineup with their roster bearing 3 seniors, 6 juniors, 2 sophomores, and a freshman. And Sonoma Valley Dragons on their varsity roster, 7 seniors, 6 juniors, and 1 freshman. Last year, Sonoma Valley finished 12-15. They've already won 12 games as we come into tonight's action. And we're just about ready to go. Napa High in their home white uniforms with the Navy numerals and the Navy trimmed in gold on their basketball uniform. While Sonoma Valley Dragons have the dark green away uniforms with white numerals. Their school colors include not only dark green and white, but also black. And we're ready to go. Napa going to the right and Sonoma Valley to the left. and the tip is controlled by Sonoma. So we are underway, and here we go. Sonoma with the basketball as they bring it to fourth court left side as Gerries has the ball. And the ball is slipped away. They tried to get a pass into Boydell, and it went right through his hands, and Napa gets the turnover. Oda, the freshman, brings the ball into the fourth court to O'Kelly. O'Kelly way out quarter court on the right side. They're working against a man-to-man defense set up by the Sonoma Dragons. It comes to Brock Bauer. Bauer's ball high over his head. A cross-court pass goes over to Slim. He goes into the lane. He turns. He goes up. He shoots. He missed it. And the rebound comes off to Sonoma Valley. They have a semi-fast break now as they get it down into the forecourt, and then they kick it back out. They get it over to the right side there. Goes toward the baseline. Now toward the right-hand corner as they try to spread it around a little bit, bringing it way back out near the logo, the Indian Chief logo here at the Messner Gymnasium. Napa using a man-to-man defense, the same as Sonoma, and Sonoma shoots over it and hits a three. That was drilled by Dom Geary to open the scoring in this game, and Sonoma Valley has the lead. Napa High has not lost in the league this season. They are 6-0 coming in. It's Bloom driving in, checked off the play, and it's going to be called for a travel. So a turnover quickly here for Napa. Again, apologies for not getting all of our pregame in, but we will get the coaches' comments at halftime. We're early in this game with 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Napa back quickly on defense, and here come the Dragons into the attacking territory. Hogan, the big boy, on the low post. There's a shot up, no good. The rebound is taken out of there by Tyler Oda. He gets to swim the top of the key already. Now they're working the figure eight as the ball goes to Oda, drives in, goes up, and the freshman scores. Tyler Oda gets Napa on the board, and it's 3-2, Sonoma lead in the backcourt. It's Phelan having a bit of a problem there as Swim is really pressuring him very tightly. Pass goes over to between circles now. They get it over there, and this has him driving under the basket and laying it in on a good play was Reed Hewitt. The junior got open and was able to drive baseline, and it is 5-2 now as Bowers lobs one into Swim. He's got a little daylight. He drives in. He goes up. He scores! And one! So, Swim hits the field goal, and Hogan gets the personal foul, and Swim at the free throw line missed the free throw, but the rebound is Bowers. He spins, he goes up, and scores. Brock Bowers just doing a good job.
Real nice shot by Bowers right there. He was double-teamed. He was able to put that layup back in.
Got that offensive rebound in the midst of a lot of green jerseys out there. All right, here come the Dragons now. They're on the attack now, trailing by one. Going up, shooting his shots, missing it, rolled off the rim as Phelan gave it a good try down the lane. Napa rebounds. O'Kelly brings it forecourt, has it right side, quarter court. Shifting it over now toward the left. Goes into the left-hand corner to Bloom, back out now. Spreading it around. Bloom drives into the lane, puts the running shot up, and it goes in and one. So Bloom will go to the line. Steven becomes the fourth Napa player to score here in this early going. Four players with a field goal each. This is a free throw coming for Bloom, and it is up and good. So by virtue of that old-fashioned three-point play, he's the leading scorer for Napa with 3 points. Napa using a 1-2-2, full-court press now. They have come out of their man-to-man alignment. Here come the Dragons. A little daylight there, driving in, going up, missing the shot was Boydell, and a whistle, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be given to Napa High. Here's our first change in the ball game. Trent Garrett comes in. He's a 6'2 senior. Part of the Garrett twin tandem, Tyler and Trent Garrett, a couple of seniors who are twins. Here's Napa. Oda looks at a three, does not take it. comes over and sits to Bowers. Bowers angle, right side, goes into the lane, goes towards the baseline, can't get the shot away, so pass back out to O'Kelly. O'Kelly spins around, and then there is a travel called on O'Kelly. Pull that pivot foot as he was moving around there. We're halfway through the first quarter with 4 minutes remaining. Napa's leading 9-6. The Dragons have the ball into the forecourt now. It comes over to the left side to Hewitt. He drives baseline. Bowers cuts him off there. And the pass goes right side now as they're working it around, bringing it back out is Gearys. Over to the left now to Hewitt. Back to Gearys. Gearys to the left of the lane. Back to Hewitt, top of the key. Goes to the right of the key. Puts the pass over there to Garrett. And Trent Garrett's three-point attempt is an air ball. And Swim rebounds, brings it down to Power, goes up, shoots, scores, and one! Another one-and-one opportunity as Bowers went hard to the board, made the shot, and was fouled on the play by Hewitt.
It's a real impressive play right there by Bowers, able to take that foul and still be strong enough to make the shot.
We know how strong he is, coming off a very successful football season. Only a sophomore, and he scores the free throw. So Bowers now has 5 points in the game, and Napa has gone into a 12-5 lead. Coming down, going up, shooting quickly, and scoring was Gearys, preventing Napa from getting their defense set. Yeah, that was just a fast break, a one-man fast break by Gearys. And with 3 minutes to go in the quarter, it is 12-7. Napa with the ball and the lead as Tyler Otis takes it left corner to Bloom. They try to work it underneath. They do so. Bowers has a turn, goes up, shoots, scores again. But you can't stop Brock Bowers under the basket as he just positions himself so well, gets an offensive rebound, and puts it right back in. We're going to take timeout now as Sonoma has asked for a timeout with 2:46 to go here in the first quarter. And it is Napa High 14 and Sonoma Valley 7 back after this message. Play resumes now as Phelan has the ball for Sonoma, brings it forward court. Comes over the left side to Gearys. Gearys works it towards the baseline to pass over there, and driving in is quite the hell. He's missed the shot, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Sonoma. Boydell has that knee injury. He's averaging almost 20 points per game, but has missed a few games because of that knee. Now, Sonoma Valley did win a couple of the games when he was out, but he is their scoring touch. Oda starts to drive in. Can't go. Passes back out as Brayton Greenlee. There's a shot, baseline left. Good, and one. The Swim got in good position there and got it from the left side baseline and was fouled on the play. The basket is good, and the foul is on Boydell. That is his first. Swim gets his second field goal. He missed his free throw on the previous attempt on the and one. Bounces the ball. Eyes the basket. His free throw, no good, off the flange. And it's hustled down, and Bloom is there to get the ball, and he's forced out of bounds. Now they're calling it a foul, forcing him out of bounds. And Dom Gearys is going to be called for the personal foul. Bloom is coming out of the Napa lineup, and Danny Ruiz Jr. is taking his place. And Luke Sendediego is coming in for Sonoma. He is replacing Boydell. Boydell, as we mentioned, coming back from that knee injury. There's an interception by Spanger, who just came into the game as well. Here come the Dragons into the forecourt. Getting the ball over to Gearys. Gearys between circles, guarded very tightly. As Napa's using a shifting man-to-man defense. And we have a travel ball against Luke Sendediego. Minute 42 to go. We're in the first quarter. 16-7 the score. Napa High has the lead, and they have the basketball. Coming into the game, Napa had won 7 games in a row, 9 of their last 10 games. And it is Tyler Oda, the freshman, working at the point. Over now to Greenlee. Greenlee angle right side. Looks at a three. He's going to fire a three. Kaboom! He got a three. Graydon Greenlee gets the three-point basket for Napa, and they go ahead 19-7 now. Into the forecourt is Felix, and he's going to be called for a travel. Boy, things are starting to unravel here for Sonoma.
Yeah, Napa's really playing strong defensively, and they've been making a lot of shots on the offense, too.
Well, that tenacious defense has created a lot of turnovers, which Zena will tell us about here in just a little over a minute. That's what we have remaining here in the first quarter. O'Kelly brings it forecourt against a zone defense. They've gone into a 2-3 zone defense now for the Dragons. And it is Greenlee looking at a three, not taking it, goes to Swim. He's double-teamed, but still drives in, goes up, and he scores. Wow! Jack Swim, not to be deterred because of a double-teaming effort against him, took it around him and went in for the layup. And it's 21-7 now. This was a much closer game when these two teams played over in Sonoma Valley. The Dragons with the ball now as they work the weave, working it over to the left side to Gary. Gary starts to drive in, goes up with a little floater. No good. Rebound to Swim for Napa High. Looks down court. Defense does a nice job of getting back, setting up their 2-3 zone already. And they're going to be sagging in the middle. And they have Napa getting the ball into Bowers on a high post. Passes over the left. There's a shot forced up just as the buzzer sounds. No good. But a foul is called. Danny Ruiz saw the time was running out. And he was at the top of the key, very close to a three-point territory. He quickly fired the ball just to beat the buzzer and was fouled on the play. And we'll go to the line. We'll see if it's a two or three shot. The foul on Sonoma Valley is on Sende Diego. Luke Sende Diego. They're putting some time back on the clock. Put 4 seconds back on the clock. And that will give Sonoma a chance, if there's a miss here, to try to hurry to get a quick shot away. Oh, now they're going to change it from 4 seconds to go to 4/10 of a second. I thought that was kind of a lengthy time, and so they're going to reset that to 4/10 of a second, so that will hardly give them a chance. If Napa misses the ball, their only chance for a putback would be just a quick tap. Ruiz at the free throw line, and he scores the first free throw. Danny Ruiz, a junior, steps back. Now he moves back to that 15-foot stripe, bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket, shooting the free throw, scoring. So they ruled it was a shot back, and that will end the first quarter. And what a quarter for Napa High. Boy, did they come out strong. We'll be back in a moment. Take a look at that first quarter shooting stats here at the end of the first period at the Messner Gym in Napa. It's the home team, the Napa High Grizzlies, 23. The Sonoma Valley Dragons 7. Back after this. Okay, well, let's check with Dino on that first quarter.
Sonoma Valley 3 out of 7 in that quarter. The Grizzlies, 9 out of 12, 75%. Grizzlies are out-rebounding Sonoma Valley, 7-1.
There lies the story there in that situation. Boy, as I say, I don't remember when Napa has looked any better than they did in that first quarter. They have the ball now on the Alderman Association as we start the second quarter. Bowers goes over in the left side, way out. He's not positioning himself on either post, either high nor low. He's at quarter court now, and he gets a pass over there. Lobs one over to O'Kelly. brings it back out now as they work it around the perimeter into Greenwell. He tries a shot, no good by Greenlee, and it carries out of bounds, but it was last touch by Sonoma on a block attempt. 23-7 as we start this second quarter. Napa with the lead. Inbounds pass comes to Bloom. He tries a three. Kaboom, he got it. That was a three-pointer there for Stephen Bloom. And that makes it 26-7, a 19-point ball early on here for Napa High. Napa's using just a man-to-man defense. They try to stay with the player, try to avoid the picks and the blocks and move along with it. They're shooting over the defense, and missing was Boydell. Came up as an air ball, and Napa rebounds. Brock in the forecourt. That's Brock Bowers. Passing it over now to the right side to Greenlee. Spreading it around, spreading the offense. Sonoma's gone to a man-to-man. They came out of their 2-3. Napa was just hitting. And then we have an offensive foul called against Napa. Or maybe it wasn't an offensive foul. Did you pick up on that, Tony?
Gee, it looked like 3 seconds of the key.
Was it? Okay. So a three-second lane violation. And it is Sonoma with the ball in the backcourt. It's going to be a foul called on Brady Greenlee as he was pressing back there. That is the first foul against the Grizzlies compared to 16 fouls called against Sonoma Valley. So the Dragons take the ball out of bounds, and they inbound it now to Gearys. Gearys has used up the dribble, and he's pressured right away. Passes over on the left side, driving in is Justin Cox, who just enters the game, and there's a travel call on Cox. So the 5'10 senior, as he just gets into the lineup, called for the turnover. Greenlee coming out of the game, gets a pat on the shoulder from his coach, Zach Cook. Napa brings the ball forecourt. Tyler Oda working there against Reed Hewitt on a man-to-man basis. The swim gets under the basket, double team, and the ball is deflected off the swim out of bounds. Neat defensive play there by Sonoma. So they'll get the ball back. Sonoma started the game good. They had the early lead in the contest, but then Napa came roaring back. Into the forecourt comes Boydell. Boydell against Bloom. Stephen Bloom has the assignment against the high-scoring Boydell. Pass goes over right side. As Gary started to drive, a whistle is blown, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be against O'Kelly of Napa. That's his first, team second. And will be inbounded into the corner. It's deflected out of bounds by Zach Swim. His father, Brad Swim, coaches the JV teams and is an assistant on the varsity. Used to play for Denny Lewis in the Napa High team when they were the Napa Indians. Pass underneath, and the foul is called. That'll put Boydell to the line. It's going to be a two-shot foul. O'Kelly called for the foul. Two quick fouls there on O'Kelly.
Yeah, it looked like he was just trying to not let him get a shot off right there.
It'll be the first of two that hits the flange and carry him back by Jack Boydell. Boydell at the free throw line, 76%. He had made 42 out of 55 coming into tonight's ball game. This is in spite of missing some games with that knee injury. And he gets the next free throw to go down. That is his first point in the game. And we have Napa on the attack now. It's Brock Bowers holds the ball over his head in the forecourt. They're working it now over to Bloom. He's trying another three. This one rims no good. Bowers with the rebound spins, goes back up, just missed there, and a foul on the rebound. Coming over the back is going to be called against one of the Sonoma players. No, Jack is going to go against Napa. Going to go on Ruiz. Danny Ruiz picked up the foul. So that's four consecutive fouls called against Napa after the first six were called against Sonoma. Sonoma with the ball. Sonoma has Trent Garrett back into the lineup now. Pass goes over to Garrett. He can't hold it. It's off his fingertips. But it, let's see. There's going to be a foul called, a shoving foul called against Napa, and that's going to go against Zach Swift. So that makes five consecutive fouls called against Napa High. They have a way of evening themselves out. Sonoma with the ball. Underneath, a shot up and good on the good. Give and go, and Boydell was the one that was able to get the pass as he cut down through the lane and laid it in. 26-10. Bauer on the right side. Swim, baseline right, double team. Passes to Bauer. Bauer goes up with a shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
It's really good ball movement by Napa on offense. It's like it's real hard for Sonoma to try to keep up.
It wears you down just watching that ball movement. That's the key that the Warriors use very effectively as well. That quick pass, moving it around. The free throw is good. The first of two by Bowers. That last foul was called on Garrett and Dom's second personal foul, the team's seventh. Bowers missed that free throw, and the rebound is garnered by Boydell for the Dragons. He lets the defense siphon by. Now he'll drive. He goes all the way up, shoots, score. Oh, what a beautiful solo play by Boydell. He took that ball and just went in the lane and glided in for that layup. Bowers has it for Napa. Angle right side in the forecourt as they get it in there quickly, but credit Sonoma getting back on defense. The Swim forces it up. He's going to be called for a travel. He missed the shot, but it would have not counted as there had been a traveling violation. Sonoma with the ball, quickly in the forecourt. They have the deflected as they brought Nicholas Spanger back in there, and he made a bad pass, and Napa gets the ball right back. It's Tyler Odom to Bowers. Underneath it goes to Swim, spins around, turns up, and lays it in. Nice move there by Swim. That's his fourth field goal here in the first half, and there is a timeout. And it is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take time now. Just over 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the score here in Napa is Napa 29, Sonoma Valley 12. We'll be back after this message.
Thank you.
Well, you know, things have calmed down just a little bit from the way they went in that first quarter.
Yeah, Napa is shooting only 2 out of 6 in this quarter, although one of those was a three ball. So they're still continuing to shoot very well. And for the game, Napa is still over 60%. They're at 61% from the floor. And that is tremendous for any level of basketball.
So we're about midway through this quarter. Coming into tonight, Napa High with that 6-0 record led the league. American Canyon 5-1 in second place. Casa Grande had a 3-3 record. And then Petaluma and Sonoma Valley were tied for fifth. Finney was in sixth place with a 2-4 record. And then Justin Kent has the 0-6 mark after the first round of league play. We're in the Vine Valley Athletic League, and we'll tell you about the playoffs when we have the opportunity, at least at halftime we should. Spanger in the forward court gets a pass over, driving the left side, laying it up, and missing was Phelan. Rebound, however, by Spanger. Comes out now to Garrett. Yes, back to Spanger. Over to the top of the key. And backing it up now is Phelan, getting way back near the center logo circle as they spread their attack. Now it goes toward the right side. Cutting in, going up, and scoring is Boydell. And he has scored all 7 of their points here in this quarter. They had 7 points in the first quarter, and he did not score. They've got 7 points in the second quarter, and he has all of them. 29-14 now. Napa has Greenlee back into the lineup. He fires a 3, and it's in and out. No good. Rebound taken out by Boydell. Brings it on the right side for Sonoma. The ball is deflected and stolen away. Bloom coming down 2-on-1, and the ball is deflected away by Reed Hewitt. on a nice defensive effort there. Inside of 3 minutes to go now in the first half. We have number 21 coming in, and I don't have a... Oh, there we have Mason Phillips has come into the game. Mason Phillips for the Dragons, just reporting in. Napa with the ball, leading it by 15 points inside of 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Bowers, who's pulled way out now, he's way out there between circles. Over to Swim. Swim to the left of the key. Now back out to the right side. And underneath the Bowers, goes up, shoots, and scores. Boy, used his body to protect the ball that time. And he is in double figures now with 10 points. 2.5 minutes remain, and we're in the second quarter, and it's 31-14. Hewitt drives forecourt. Underneath, that shot is up no good by Mason Phillips. He was fouled on the play and will get two shots. Phillips will go to the line here in just a moment. The foul goes against Swim, his second personal foul. So at the foul line, Mason Phillips. And he missed the first free throw. Mason is a 5'11 junior. Averages just under a point per game. He's up there trying to get a point in this game now, and his free throw is no good. He goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line, and Napa gets the rebound. Oda brings it into the forecourt to Bowers. He's well behind the three-point arc. This is over now, Greenlee. Greenlee fakes right, starts left, passes over to the left side to Oda. He gives now to Bloom. He fires a three. It rims no good. Oda runs down the rebound on a nice hustle play. Oda brings it back out. Just afraid of the boy to see hustle out there on the court. Over to Greenlee. Drops the ball. Picks it up. Goes up. Shoots. And he misses. Rebound by Nicholas Spanger, 6'1 senior. At the ball into the forecourt, over to the left side to Mason Phillips. Out to the top of the key, a three-point attempt is up. No good by Spanger. Rebounded by Napa. Greenlee, forecourt. Is it to Bloom? Bloom way out between circles now as they really are spread out. They're making their moves away from the ball, trying to blind sight and get somebody open. They get Bowers on a low post as he spins, goes up, shoots, and he missed this time. Goes for the rebound, but it is taken out by Mason Phillips for Sonoma. Over to Hewitt. Hewitt drives, kicks it out to the left side. Phillips tries a three, and it's an air ball and a scramble for the loose ball, and it's a jump ball, and the arrow favors Sonoma Valley. So we have a couple changes in the lineup. Trent Garrett comes out. Mason Phillips comes out. They put Boydell back in. Comes to Hewitt, top the key. He's going to fire a long three. It rims no good. Going high for the rebound was Napa High's Logan Van Sant, who just came into the game. And a fast break for Napa. And we had a foul called on that fast break. Try to slow it down, and a reach-in. It will be Geary's call for the foul. I have three fouls on him. First free throw is no good. Brayden Greenlee will be shooting two free throws. He made a three-point basket in the first quarter. That was his first free throw attempt of the game, and he makes the next one. That's his fourth point. And it is 32-14 now. We're driving down as Hewitt to try to get it before Napa could get set. And he passes it coming down the lane to Phelan, who lays it in for his first basket of the game. He's the team's second leading scorer and just now gets into the scoring column. We have 15 seconds to go in the first half. It's a double score for Napa. They've doubled up Sonoma, 32-16. There is a three-point attempt, no good by Greenlee. Rebounded by Sonoma. They'll fire a long one from midcourt as the buzzer sounds to end that first half. So in that quarter, slow starting for Sonoma. Once they got going, they came up with 9 points in the quarter. Same number that Napa had in the second period, 9. But we're at the halfway mark here in our ball game from the Messner Gym on the campus of Napa High. And our score is the Napa High Grizzlies 32, Sonoma Valley Dragons 16. We'll be back with a halftime report following these messages. Okay, well, we're back here at the Messner Gymnasium, and after Dino looks at the first half stats, we will hear the coach's comments that we usually use in our pregame, but because of a little technical snafu, why we didn't get the chance to hear those right after Dino and the stats. Here he is.
So for the visitors from Sonoma Valley, in that first half, they made 7 out of 21 from the floor. That included 1 of 7 from three-point range. For the Napa Grizzlies, they were 12 out of 24 for the half from the floor, including 2 of 5 from three-point land, and they were 6 out of 11 from the free-throw line. Turnovers, 6 against Sonoma Valley, 6 against Napa. Assists, 4 for Sonoma Valley on their 7 made baskets. 5 for Napa on their 12 made baskets. And the rebounding, 9 for Sonoma Valley and 13 for the Napa Grizzlies. And Sonoma Valley was first to score. There was one lead change after Sonoma Valley started out with a 5-2 lead. From that point on to the end of the quarter, end of the half, Napa outscored Sonoma Valley by 30-11. And Napa's just playing really well, Ira.
Yeah, indeed they are. Well, let's find out first what Mike Bold, in his fourth year as coach of the Sonoma Valley Dragons, has to say about his team and this season.
Well, Mike, basically you're going through the league for the second time with the exception of that Petaluma game that you had to reschedule.
Yeah, you know, this is a well-balanced league, and so trying to compete at the opponent's home floor, you know, will be a challenge, but we're up for the challenge, and, you know, it's a well-balanced league, and we're excited about the opportunity tonight.
How does the enrollment compare as far as Sonoma Valley with some of these other schools in the league?
Well, as it relates to enrollment, I think obviously Justin Siena has the lowest enrollment, and then we're right there, right in front of them. The other schools, larger schools, but you know, that's not really a thought that we think about. It's more of we want to make sure that we've got kids who are dedicated in the classroom and dedicated in the weight room and dedicated on the floor.
Have you noticed progress by your squad this year?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, you know, we started off with a lot of high expectations based on summertime success. And we have learned that that doesn't always translate, that you do need to continue working hard. And got a great group of kids who have really bought in and work extremely hard. And, again, just excited to watch them play tonight.
Do you have much size this year?
Size, yeah. I don't think it's called size. I think we have a couple of tall guys. And it's going to be one, right? We have one kid who's 6'6", 6'7". The rest are, you know, your normal 6'3", 6'2", 6'1 players. But, you know, it's not always the size of the body. It's kind of the size of the heart.
And those are the comments from Mike Bowles. Let's find out what Zach Cook has to say, the third-year head basketball coach for Napa High.
Well, Zach, how does it feel to have gone through the first half of the conference season without a loss?
It feels good. The kids are playing with a lot of confidence right now, and we're in a good position to, you know, hopefully contend for the league championship and or get a playoff berth. But with that being said, long way to go. There's 6 more league games, so we got to keep grinding and stay healthy and keep getting better.
What's been one of the main factors in the success?
Oh, man. Just really good team play, nice balance, offensive and defensive balance. Our posts, you know, Zach Slim and Brock have been tremendous in league. And then our guards are doing their job. So just overall, just team effort.
Any of the teams surprised you in that first half of the conference season?
Not really. Everyone was kind of what we thought they'd be. Anybody can win any night in our league. It's really competitive. AC's really, really fast. They were even faster when we played them than on film. That was probably the biggest surprise, was just how quick they are and how much ground they cover.
What about on your team? Any one player surprised you?
Tyler Otis been surprising. Not that we didn't think he could do it, but just being a freshman on varsity and being able to run our team and stay composed and handle the physical play and the speed of the game, that's been a nice, pleasant surprise.
Well, those are the comments from Zach Cook. As we mentioned, this is his third year as the head coach. Let's get the comments now from Tony Desart, as he's been observing this first half alongside us here at the Messner Gym.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how Coach for Napa talked about team play, and you can really see that right now watching Napa play Sonoma. I mean, on defense, they swarm to the ball. It seems like they're all in sync on offense, too. They have a lot of open guys. So, yeah, it's really good teamwork by them this first half.
When you were in school, in high school, you went where?
I went to Justin Siena.
Did you have a chance to participate in sports?
Yeah, I played some baseball, football. That was it.
And tell us about your favorite. Did you have a favorite then? Or?
You know, I really liked baseball growing up, and I started playing football in high school, and we had a really close team. And that ended up being my favorite sport in high school. It was fun.
Now you have an interest in combining sports with broadcasting, I understand.
Oh, yeah, I love sports. I mean, since I was growing up, I've always been watching sports. This is a real dream of mine.
There is a guy named Alex Desat on the Vintage JV team.
Yeah, my brother. He's been playing real strong this year, and he does baseball, basketball. And, yeah, he works really hard.
In fact, we should take a look and find out what some of those other games are going on tonight, as we have Vintage is playing at Casa Grande over in Petaluma tonight. Justin Sien is at American Canyon tonight. And Monday night, American Canyon is going to be home to Benicia. That's part of the Martin Luther King program. And Napa High is going to be home to California High School on Monday night. That'll be a 5:30 start. We will not be broadcasting that game, but just mentioning it. Well, we're ready for second-half basketball, and alternate positions favors Napa to get the ball inbounds. And here we go. We're underway now in the third quarter. Napa with the basketball as O'Kelly has it between circles, looking at a man-to-man defense. They try to work their way through the picks that are set up and stay away from a blind sight, driving baseline. Driving the lane was Swim, missed the shot. Rebound O'Kelly, no good. Rebound is taken out this time by Sonoma's Reese Hewitt. Hewitt brings it all the way into the forecourt and kicks the pass back over to Boydell. Boydell brings it right side. It's a quarter court with his pass to Geary. Geary looks at a three. He starts to pump, but he doesn't shoot. Gets it over, and there is a three-point attempt off the rim. No good by Boydell. Boydell had 7 points in that second quarter to lead his team in scoring. Dom Geary had 5 points. They are the two leading scorers for Sonoma. Brock Bowers with 10 led all scorers at the first half. And as Napa came into the forecourt, going to be a foul called against Sonoma.
That's going to go, no, check it. Yeah, it would be foul called on Thielen. Free throw by Swim is no good. He is 0-for-3 at the foul line. Napa leading here in the third quarter, 32-16. Neither team has scored yet. We're in the first minute of play. Swim scores the next free throw, giving him nine points in the game. Napa putting on a full-court zone press now as Sonoma tries to break the press, and they get the ball into the forecourt, but the pass is deflected, picked up, put up, and scored by Boydell. He was opportunist there. Napa had deflected the ball and went right to Boydell. He jumped up and fired about a 15-footer from the left baseline. So it's 33-18. Napa brings it in the forecourt. The ball is deflected away, but picked up by Oda. Drives in, goes up, shoots, missed. Rebound, no good. Rebound batted four, put up by Swim, no good. Rebound, Powers, and foul on the play. What offensive board work there by the Napa team. The personal foul goes against Boydell for Sonoma. That puts Bowers at the free throw line where he was 2 out of 3 in the first half. He sights, shoots, scores. This is the 11th point in the contest. He's made 3 out of 4 at the foul line. This is the game's leading scorer and just a sophomore. Next free throw. That is also good. So Napa scored 3 out of 4 from the foul line here to start this second half, and they use pressure defense. They're going to be called for a foul there. Just getting very aggressive, but that's what it takes if you're going to use a full-court press. The foul on Bloom is his first personal foul. Napa unbeaten in league, 6-0. Overall, they've won 7 in a row and 9 out of 10. Driving to the left of the key, putting a shot up and missing was Gearys, but he was fouled. He'll shoot 2. The foul on O'Kelly is his 3rd personal. That puts Gearys at the free throw line, an 82% free throw shooter, 32 out of 39 coming into tonight. And maybe I changed it as he missed that first free throw attempt. Back there, his second free throw attempt. That is perfect. So it makes it 35-19 now as Napa brings it back into the forecourt there. It's a sort of a sagging man-to-man defense used by Sonoma. So Bloom is going to shoot over it and hits the 3. Kaboom for Bloom. He's hit his second three-pointer in the game. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Boydell. Napa on the turnover gets the ball back now. They've doubled up the score once again, 38-19, leading over the Sonoma Dragons. Swim drives baseline, goes up and laid it in. Oh, what a pretty baseline drive by Zach Swim. And
that was a really strong drive by Swim right there.
There's Boydell trying a 3. It rims no good. Rebound Bowers out on the right wing to Oda. The Swim, who's in the forecourt, left side. Defense there by Phelan. Swim still maneuvering on the dribble. Gets a block set by Brock and right drives under, goes up and scores. And part of that should go to Brock Bowers as he set the pick that opened up the drive. Or Swim, who gets credit for it. And quickly down court, who got that one? That was so quick.
Riley Phelan.
So Phelan gets his second field goal of the game. And there's going to be a short timeout coming up now with 4:46 to go here in the third quarter. We can talk to Tony Dezat about the tempo of the game and how it has been changing here depending upon the defensive alignment.
Yeah, you know, it just seems like Sonoma is just looking for something to get going. They're really trying to push the ball, but Napa's had answers for it. And Napa continues to be strong on offense, too. They have great play design and really are working together well.
Yeah, they scored 10 points in this quarter compared to 5 points for Sonoma Valley. Our broadcast schedule this next week will be starting out on Wednesday. We'll be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. We'll be at Solano College against or at Napa College against Solano College on Wednesday. Back here at Mester Gym on Thursday for girls basketball, Napa and Denny's big game. And then on Friday, we'll be here for the boys game. We'll give you more of that information later. As that, who got that?
Bloom.
Bill Bloom gets his two-point field goal there. Puts him in double figures, though, with 11 points in the game. And they get back quickly on defense. Turnaround shot from about 20 feet left side is no good by Brandon Hogan. And quickly, Bloom drives down, goes up, missed the shot. Bowers' rebound is no good. And the rebound is taken out now by Sonoma Valley. Boydell brings it forward court, double team, and used up the dribble. They had open under the basket to Hewitt. They couldn't get the ball to him, so they try a three and missed, and the foul underneath the basket. Well, we have the foul is going to be on Bloom. His second foul, both here in the third quarter. O'Kelly comes to the sideline, and Braden Greenlee goes into the lineup. Also back in is Logan Van Zandt. He replaces Brock Bowers as Coach Zach Cooks makes a couple changes in his lineup. Inbounds pass and a turnaround shot no good by Trent Garrett. Boy, that was a quickie opener. It looked good, but they didn't score on it. Greenlee drives in, fadeaway jumper, rims no good. Rebounded by Trent Garrett. Gets the ball over to Boydell. Takes it down the left side to Hewitt. Hewitt fires underneath Boydell. Up and in and fouled. And one for Jack Boydell, who's in double figures now with 11 points.
Real nice offensive performance tonight for Boydell.
The Napa foul is going to be on Greenlee. It's his second. That's the fourth team foul at the free throw line. Boydell, his free throw is perfect. Good touch there at the line. 76% accuracy at the free throw line on the season. And it's a 20-point lead for Napa, who has the basketball now. Oda in the forecourt, over to Bloom from the corner. Or Bloom, kaboom for Bloom again. He hits another three. And that gives him a 14-point total high in the ball game. Quickly, Hewitt in the forecourt. It's over the top of the key now, over to Spanger, working it around from right to left to Hewitt. Reed Hewitt passes over Boydell. Spins, turns, shoots, just missed. Rebound put back up. No, but a foul, yes. Foul's going to be called on Napa High. That will go against Greenlee, his third. Puts Hewitt at the foul line. He's 59% accuracy, 24 out of 41 coming into this game. This is his first free throw attempt of the evening, and he scores that. He had an early field goal in the game, but that's his first point since early back in the first quarter. Denny Ruiz is back in for Napa High, replacing Stephen Bloom. Next free throw is also good by Hewitt. At one stage in the JV game, Sonoma made their first 8 free throws before they missed one. Ball is deflected away from Swim, a scramble for the ball, and Napa comes up with it. Ruiz over to Greenlee. Greenlee on the angle, drives around his defender and goes up, and the ball is bounced. Is blocked out of bounds. Well, not only did the defender catch up with him then, but was able to block the shot. Napa will have Tyler Oda to trigger to the right of the basket. Ball is deflected, goes way in the backcourt. Picked up there by Greenlee. Greenlee across the timeline, drives into the lane, and has the ball deflected by Garrett, who's been very active out there on the court. Just pass over to Hewitt. Hewitt brings it forward court, tries to make it all the way, pulls up, doesn't shoot, though. Passes in the right corner for a three-point attempt. That's good by Nicholas Banger. It's his first points in the game as Sonoma Valley scoring here, just trying to cut away at that deficit. Oda passes over to the left side now as they're working it around to Ruiz. Ruiz way behind the three-point arc. Half going to our left here in this second half. Gives to Swim. Swim starts to drive in, goes baseline with a pull-up jumper and hits it. Zach Swim having a good quarter. He's scored 7 points in this quarter. And it's 49-29. Back to a 20-point bulge. Goes Napa High. With the ball in three-point territory. Spanger, he's not going to shoot this time. To Hewitt. Hewitt over to the right side, is used up the dribble, and the ball is tipped away from him and taken by Napa. Greenlee drives in, pull-up jumper from the free-throw line, no good by the 15-foot little floater there, and it's rebounded by Sonoma. We're in the final minute now of the third quarter, 49-29. Napa with the lead, and Napa with the steal as Swim gets the ball. He looks down court, drives in, gets by one, gets by another, goes all the way, lays it up, scores! Wow. Well, you could kind of tell that he was going to do that.
Yeah, he looked determined from the start.
And Ruiz nearly steals the ball in the backcourt, but Boydell gets it back. Over the left, there's a three-point attempt. Rims no good by Spanger, and it's rebounded by Napa. Let's see if they play for one shot now with 15 seconds. No, they don't. Greenlee fires a three. No good. Ruiz gets the rebound, though, and brings it back. Gives the Swim with 6 seconds. Swim nearly lost the ball, retrieves it, drives in, passes underneath, a layup is no good by Logan Van Zandt. Boy, that was a great pass from Swim.
Yeah, that was. He was pretty wide open.
And he gave it to Van Zandt right under the basket, who missed the field goal attempt. So that's the end of the third quarter, as Napa High had a 19-point, let's see. Yeah, they had 19 points in the quarter compared to 13 points in the quarter for Sonoma. And at the end of three, it's Napa High 51 and Sonoma 29. Back after this.
Seven of 16 for Napa in that quarter. 4 out of 11 for Sonoma Valley.
As we start the fourth quarter, Napa leading at 51-29. Oh, a nice pass play, and getting the basket was Riley Phelan, but that was a set play set up by Coach Mike Foles, and it worked to perfection. Here comes Napa. They still have a 20-point lead. They've held that through much of this second half. Bowers has it back in the lineup, off to the left side. Also, Bloom is back into the lineup as well. Swim is given a rest. He is no longer out there. Bowers rides in, goes up, shoots, missed. Nice rebound off of the defensive board taken by Mason Phillips. The junior brings it forward court, looks around, fires it over in the left-hand corner, then starting to drive baseline before he's cut off is Geary. Out now for a three-point attempt. No good by Phelan, as rebounded by Napa. Bowers, and we have an offensive foul called using the elbow. It's going to be Ruiz kind of shoving off there. Well, some big football games coming up on Sunday. Everybody who enjoys quarterbacking will have an opportunity to see four outstanding quarterbacks. There's a three-point attempt by Sonoma. Good! Just a sweeper from Riley Phelan. And he has scored a quick 5 points here in this quarter. Now, we didn't mention much about the JV game, but just to update you, Sonoma had come into the game with a 14-6 record, and they trailed at halftime 20-13. And after three quarters, Napa was leading 28-24 in the JV game. And in the fourth quarter, Napa did not score a single point, while Sonoma Valley scored 16 points. As Sonoma took its first lead with 4.5 minutes to go in the game, they went ahead 29-28. As I mentioned, Napa went the entire fourth quarter without even scoring a point.
That's remarkable. We've seen some games where one team scored only 2 or 3 points in a quarter, but I don't know when's the last time we saw a team get shut out for a quarter of basketball.
Yeah, they had been playing pretty effectively, too, and had the lead. But we resume action here at the Messner Gym. Napa with the ball as they work a weave now. It goes over to Ruiz. Ruiz well behind the arc. Napa going to our left here at the Messner Gym. Over to Bloom. And it comes now to Ruiz. Got a little daylight. Drives in. And as he starts to go up, coming over is Brendan Hogan and just lands right on top of him, trying to block the shot. So that's going to be a foul on Hogan. Hogan is their big guy. He is 6'6", a senior, although he only averages just over 2 points per game. Ruiz's free throw is good. Ruiz has been perfect at the foul line tonight. He's made all three of his free throw attempts. Bloom is replaced as Will Marsalis comes into the game for the first time. And Ruiz scores the next free throw. He's 4 for 4 tonight. Those are the first 2 points there in the fourth quarter for Napa High as they lead it 53-34. Sonoma with the ball, working the weave. Sonoma has brought Justin Cox into the game, shooting over the defense a three and a swisher for Gehrig. Gehrig gets a three-point basket, and here come the Dragons. Underneath, though, to Bauer. Bowers lays it up. He went underneath and a reverse layup. Got Bowers his 13th and 14th points of the game. And there is a Napa steal in the backcourt. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Napa's ball. Good hustle there by Will Marsalis. He's just a junior. Hasn't had much playing time. Also, Zach Swim is back into the lineup for Napa. O'Kelly is in there along with Bowers and Ruiz being the other player. Comes to Ruiz. Ruiz looks around and nearly had the ball punched away as he was looking around elsewhere. Now it is stolen from him, taken by Gehrig. Coming into the forecourt, Gehrig passed over to the left now as Phillips starts to drive in. Back out to the top of the key, forcing one up and missing. Rebound and is deflected away by Swim, but picked up there by Cox. Over the right side, a three-point attempt up. Rims no good by Phelan, and the rebound comes over to Will Marsalis. So Napa gets the ball. Napa 14-5 coming into this game. 6-0 in the league. 4:45 to go. Fourth quarter, 55-37. Napa with the ball and the lead. O'Kelly quarter court right. The free throw line extended area. Bounce pass baseline right. Goes to over to Bowers. Brock Bowers tried a turnaround jumper that was off target. No good. Rebound Sonoma Valley. Sort of a fast break there, but they pull up for a three-point attempt. It's no good by Justin Cox. And the rebound, a long rebound, comes out to Danny Ruiz for Napa. As Napa slows down the tempo a bit, they have an 18-point lead. Got a couple other players getting ready to come into the ballgame. O'Kelly, lob with one underneath the Swim, and Swim scores. So O'Kelly gets an assist on that, and Zach Swim now has 19 points in the ballgame, and it's back to a 20-point lead. Midway through the quarter now, it's just inside of 4 minutes to go in the game. Oh, a hard drive and an offensive foul called against Phelan. He kind of put that shoulder down and rammed into the defender on the play. So that will be, what is that, foul number three for Phelan. And Napa making some changes. Oda is back into the lineup. Vince Kelly stays out there. So does Will Marcellus. Swim stays out on the court. But coming in for his first time tonight is Tony Gonzalez, a junior. So he makes his first appearance for Napa High in the ball game. Napa with the basketball. Over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez holds the ball high over his head. Over to Oda. Oda fakes to the right. Instead, brings it back to the left at the top of the key to Marcellus. They spread the offense now as it goes over to Gonzalez. At baseline, right to O'Kelly. Spins, goes around, double-teamed, and travels. So it'll be Sonoma's ball. Sonoma came in with a 12-7 record, 2-3 in the league. When these two teams played January 7th, it was Napa winning by 14, 57-43 was the final in that. Right now, Napa's ahead by 20. That goes right side as they have George Stewart in the game for the first time for Sonoma, and they lose the ball out of bounds. Nicholas Spanger returns to the lineup for Sonoma Valley. Just over 3 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's the tandem of Oda and Swim in the backcourt. Oda has it right side. Swim sets a pick, rolls on the pick, and Oda drives down the lane and gets it over to Swim, puts it up, missed, but was fouled, and will go to the free throw line for two shots. We'll try to get into the 20-point category as Luke Sendediego called for the foul, his second. Swim at the line, missed the free throw. He has 19 points, but he has missed four free throws. He's made one out of five at the foul line tonight. But he has nine field goals to go with that. He had three in the first quarter, one in the second, four in the third, and one here in the fourth. Zach Swim bouncing the ball. Free throw on the way. It is good, and that gets him the 20-point category. And he is coming out of the lineup now. And Joe LaLiberte is in, a junior. LaLiberte, yeah, with 2:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. George Stewart brings the ball front court now for Sonoma Valley. Has an angle left side, comes out to the top of the key. Behind the back dribble, passes over now to Spanger. Back out now to Stewart, and passes intercepted as Marcellus drives in, goes up, missed the shot. Will Marcellus, while he has the steal, missed the attempt, and there he steals it, nearly steals it again, but it is retrieved there by Phillips underneath, and it's intercepted this time by Napa's Joe LaLiberte. Napa's slowing down the tempo now as we're coming up on the two-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, getting out there, working the weave, looking to have somebody break open. Pass goes left side, comes over to Will Marcellus, and Marcellus tries a three, no good. Rebound Sonoma Valley, and at midcourt, the freshman, Oda, nearly stole the ball, but Sonoma contains its possession. Comes over, there's a three-point attempt, good by Spanger. Nicholas Spangler gets his second three-point basket in the game. Both of them in this half. That's 58-40 inside of a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Napa also has Jack Hunter in the ball game for the first time. But they do have one starter in there, and that's their freshman, Tyler Oda. He handles the ball so well, and is very good on defense, too. And Sonoma Valley brings the ball forward court now. And working it, there's Spanger trying another three. This is an air ball, and it's taken there by Will Marcellus for Napa. Out to Oda. Oda brings it forward court, drives around the defender, and kicks it over the left side for a three-point attempt up. No good by LaLiberte. And the rebound and the foul is going to be called on LaLiberte, reaching in as Sonoma was going to try to come up with a fast break, and that is kind of an automatic when you're reaching in. We're at the 1-1 stage. So, Luke, Sende Diego at the free throw line, he's only been there five times. He's made three out of five this season, and he missed the front end of a one-and-one, and the rebound is to Napa. We're in the final minutes now of the fourth quarter. Napa outside, the shot up. Good! By Tony Gonzalez. They worked it nicely. Gonzalez went baseline. They got the pass to him. He spun around and put it in off the backboard. Into the forecourt now comes Sende Diego. Top the key. He's going to fire a three. Just missed. Just kicked the front of the rim. Napa with the ball. They don't have to shoot now. We're inside of 30 seconds to go. They do bring it into the forecourt. They work it around. Over it comes now to Oda. Back out to Marsalis. And the ball is intercepted by Spanger. Over to the side, driving in, up with a shot, no good. Rebound put up and scored by Mason Phillips. That's his first point in the game that comes just as the buzzer was ready to go off. And Napa had 9 points in that quarter, and Sonoma Valley had 13 points in the quarter.
Yeah, that was Sonoma was still playing hard, but it got away from them earlier on. Back.
Well, it was inside a 20-point margin, though. We'll review that, take a look at the shooting, individual scoring, and selecting players of the game. But the final score here at the Messner Gym this evening is Napa High wins its seventh in a row in the league, its eighth in a row overall, and its 10th of the last 11, 60-42 over Sonoma Valley. We'll be back following these messages. You're listening to KBON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the Internet at kbon.com. Welcome in now to our wrap-up. I'm Ira C. Smith. Dino Alessio is finalizing his stats on the ball game. I'll take a look at the individual statistics. And Tony Dazat is with us tonight, as he's an intern, and will give us his thoughts on the contest as well. So, first of all, let's turn to the statistical side with Dino.
Thanks, Ira. For the visitors, the Sonoma Valley High School Dragons, they ended up actually having a pretty decent shooting night, 16 out of 44, which is about 36%. They were 5 of 16 from beyond the three-point line and 5 of 8 from the free-throw line. For the Napa Grizzlies, they were very sharp, 22 out of 50 from the floor, 44%. They started out 75% in the first quarter. They were still at 50% at the end of two quarters and just under 50% at the end of three, and then they did have a few misses in garbage time, but altogether 44% on 22 out of 50. They were 4 out of 9 from three-point land and 12 out of 19 from the free-throw line. Turnovers, it was an excellent game in terms of not having a lot of turnovers. Sonoma Valley had just 11 and Napa had just 10 turnovers. Sonoma Valley had 10 assists on their 16 made baskets, and Napa had 10 assists on their 22 made baskets. The rebounding favored the Napa Grizzlies by a count of 25-19. Sonoma Valley did have five blocked or partially blocked shots during the game. Sonoma Valley scored first and led by 5-2 early, but Napa took the lead and pulled away. So it was just the one lead change in the game. And the stat that jumped out at me is a team generally has had a good game when they have as many assists as they do turnovers. Sonoma Valley nearly made it. They had 10 assists to go against 11 turnovers, and Napa had 10 assists and 10 turnovers. So a very well-played game by both squads.
Well, it was Sonoma Valley scoring first and scoring last, but in between there, Sonoma was only outscored in the second half by 2 points. Napa in the second half scored 28 points to 26 points for Sonoma Valley. So it was pretty even there in that second half. But Napa just so strong in that first quarter as they opened up that 23-7 advantage, and that proved to be the margin that they needed to go on and win the game. Here's how the individual scoring came out tonight. First of all, the visitors coming in from nearby Sonoma. The Dragons were led by their leading scorer on the season, Jack Boydell. He had 5 field goals and 2 out of 3 at the foul line for 12 points. He was their only double-figure scorer, although they did have others close. Riley Thielen had 4 field goals. One of those was a 3-pointer, so he wound up with 9 points. Nicholas Fanger had 2 second-half field goals. Both of those were 3-pointers. He had 6 points in the game. And we had Reed Hewitt getting a field goal early and a couple free throws in the third quarter to go for 4 points. Mason Phillips got the final basket of the game for 2 points. And let's see, Luke Sandiego missed his only free throw attempt. Noah Fuji did not get in the game that I saw. I was looking for him in there, did not see him. Starting center Brendan Hogan did not score in the game. Caleb Villius also missed his 3-point attempt. And one of the twins, Trent Garrett, played, and he did not score, but I don't remember Tyler Garrett getting in on the action, so one of the twins at least scored. For Napa High, the leading scorer was Zach Swim. He had 9 field goals and was 2 out of 6 at the foul line for 20 points. Brock Bowers had 5 field goals, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line for 14 points. That's the same total that Stephen Bloom had, and Bloom only had 5 field goals, 3 of which were 3-pointers, and he was 1 for 1 at the foul line. Brendan Greenlee had a 3-point basket and 1 for 2 at the foul line for 3 points. Danny Ruiz was 4 for 4 at the free throw line for his 4 points. Tyler Oda had an early field goal in the game for Napa High, but didn't score after that. And we had, let's see, who else that was it? Oh, no, we had Tony Gonzalez late in the game getting the field goal for 2 points. Napa led 23-70 in the first quarter. Boy, did they look so good in that first quarter. And then Sonoma Valley in the second quarter had a 9-point quarter as Napa also had 9 points in the quarter, but Napa led 32-16 at halftime. And then a big third quarter with Napa getting 19 points to 13 for Sonoma in that third quarter to lead 51-29. Napa with 9 fourth quarter points compared to 13 for Sonoma there in that fourth quarter. So Sonoma goes to 12-8 overall. They are 2-4 in the league. They have 2 games to make up or to play against Petaluma and 1 game with each of the other schools outside of Napa now, so they're finished with Napa. Napa goes to 15-5, 7-0 in the league. They've won 8 in a row and 10 out of 11. And, Dino, here's the way that the playoffs will work. We were asked if the Vine Valley Athletic League will have playoffs. Yes. And they will begin on, let's see, it's a Wednesday after the final game on a Monday, and that would be the 6th. February 6th is when the playoff. There will be 4 teams in the playoffs. The first place team will also get an automatic bid into the North Coast Section playoff. Number 1 will play the number 4 team on Wednesday, and the number 2 team will host the number 3 team on Wednesday. And then the 2 winners will play on Friday at American Canyon. So the top 4 teams will be in the Vine Valley Athletic League playoffs. Now, the same holds true for the girls. The first-place team on Wednesday will host the fourth-place team. The second-place team will host the third-place team on Wednesday, and the two teams then that win will play on Friday for the league championship, and that'll be at American Canyon. So it'll be a doubleheader at American Canyon on that Friday, which would make that about the 8th of February. So that's setup for the playoffs.
And now for the girls, is the same true as far as will the regular season champion get an automatic bid to the section playoffs? Wow. So I guess if you're from the league, you almost hope that the number one seeds get upset in the tournament, because then you get two teams in, boys, and two teams in from the girls' side.
Well, it's interesting. We will see about that. I don't know. North Coast section is a little different from the Sac Joaquin section, which we were familiar with.
So the team that wins the league tournament would not necessarily get an automatic berth, is what you're telling me?
I don't know. I haven't heard that. I know that the league champion does get an automatic berth, but I would imagine that whoever wins the tournament, too. So, Tony Dezant, your comment.
Yeah, well, Napa really showed tonight why they're in first place. They had a great showing on offense and defense, played really well as a team, and, yeah, it shows why they've won 8 in a row.
Okay, well, let's pick our players of the game, and Tony, we're going to let you as intern there to go first.
All right, well, I'm going with number 4, Stephen Bloom of Napa High School. He had 14 points, didn't lead the team in scoring, but I think he had some really big threes that really broke this game open later on. So that's who I'm going with tonight.
Yeah, the kaboom for Bloom.
Kaboom for Bloom. I'll go along with that.
I'm going to go with Stephen, too.
I'm going to go with Stephen Bloom.
Well, you know, I have a hard time passing over Brock Bowers, not only for his scoring, but his rebounding and his defense. I mean, to try to get around him, if you're on the offensive side and he's on defense, you try to get around him, and boy, does he move and power his way to keep up with you. I was really impressed with his defense, but his offensive rebounding as well as defensive rebounding, I thought, were great. And, you know, he's only a sophomore, but I'm going to go with him. Although Swim had a good scoring game, but overall, I was just so impressed with Bowers once again.
And Bowers had at least 7 rebounds that I counted. He may have had more, but I counted at least 7 rebounds. So another good game for him on the boards.
Okay, well, our congratulations to Coach Zach Cook and to the Napa High Grizzlies for that victory. Although, congratulations in order to Sonoma's JVs, as they were victorious, and you may or may not know. Let me just pull up my paper here. On the JV side, the JV head coach is Nick Haley over at Sonoma Valley, and he's a from St. Helena, where he directs the Boys and Girls Club in St. Helena. Nice guy, helps the youth in various ways.
Yeah, and that, it's really awesome, too, because they built a new clubhouse for the St. Helena Boys and Girls Club, and it's really a terrific setup they have now.
So, I guess we can say way to go for Nick Haley there. And Mike Bowles does a nice job with his players, too. They are the second smallest school in the league, Justin Siena being the smallest as far as the enrollment is concerned, and they're right up there as far as 12 wins. That's as many wins as they had all of last season.
And they certainly still have a chance to make it into that 4-team tournament. They'll need to, in the second half, they'll need to, probably go, well, they've actually got 7 games left because they had the one game they missed that has to be made up. So they've only played 5 out of their 12 league games. I would say
this was 6.
Oh, this was number 6. I'm sorry. So they have 6 remaining now, and so they're 2-4. So probably to make that tournament, they need to probably go 4-2 in those remaining 6, I would say.
They're right on the cusp now. Napa there at 7-0 is leading American Canyon, which had 5-1 coming in, so they would be in second place. Casa Grande would be in third place. And then Petaluma and Sonoma Valley were kind of tied, and they play each other twice. Boy, is that going to be a big series with the winner of that perhaps getting into the playoff.
If one of those teams sweeps the other, that could be the difference maker as far as getting into that tournament.
Absolutely. Well, let's see if we have any final comments from our crew here tonight. Tony Dezant.
It was a real good game tonight. I'm happy I was able to watch that with you guys. And once again, Napa, man, they are real strong both ways.
Tony sounds good, and we certainly hope that he enjoys the broadcasting aspect. That's what he hoped to get in, and so we'll be happy to have him along with the other broadcasts as we progress through this season, not only basketball-wise, but we have baseball. As Alan Rossi said, with all this rain, this is baseball weather.
It certainly is the way things typically went for Alan when he was coaching the boys there at Justin, because it seemed like they always had to practice a lot in the gym because it was raining outside. They had to do indoor drills, and they must have done a good job because they won a lot of league championships and section championships when he was the coach. I want to remind our listeners, we'll have the KVON Saturday Sports Line tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10, and I shall be hosting, and we'll be talking about the local high school basketball races, both the boys and the girls, and we might even get in a few predictions for those football games being played on Sunday, the championship games.
Okay, well, that pretty well wraps it up from the Messner Gymnasium. Our thanks going out to our engineer, Angelo Lyons, who was last year as an intern and now this year as a staff member at KVON, to Tony Dezant for his assistance tonight, and Dino Alessio with the statistics. And it's all been sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters, the ones that really make it possible. I'm Ira C. Smith, reminding you our final here tonight. First of all, in the JV game, it was Sonoma Valley winning 40-28 over the Napa JVs. And in the varsity, it was Napa High winning 60-42.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.